Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Sunday afternoon exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Call in now and have Mona answer your most pressing and personal questions at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with your hostess, Mona Van Joseph.
Well, happy Sunday to you all. Welcome to the program. And as I do every week, I draw a card of the day. And the card of the day today is a card that's called, it's the Three of Wands in traditional tarot. In my deck, it's called Experiencing, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. I don't know if I told you guys this before, but years ago, 10, 11 years ago, I was looking for a new deck of cards, and I actually ended up getting a regular Rider-Waite deck of cards because that's the deck of cards that I have learned on. But what's interesting is this: the gal behind the counter goes, "Have you ever seen this deck?" And she pulls out the Osho Zen Tarot deck, and I start looking through it, and my whole body went goose flesh, and I had never had that happen when I touched cards before. So I bought the Rider-Waite deck, but I also bought the Osho Zen deck, and I've probably gone through 5 decks of Osho Zen since then because it's my favorite deck. So here's the thing: is that it's the Three of Wands in traditional tarot. This card. In my deck, it's called Experiencing, and what it means is it asks you to look for the spiritual significance in everything you do. And so as you're doing anything, put yourself right in the moment and be as clear as possible and look at the beauty of being in the moment. Because when you can get right there, there are no issues. There's nothing to worry about. Seriously, if you can get right in that moment, experience whatever you're doing with full attention. You know, putting the socks together after you pull them out of the dryer, making coffee in the morning, baking cookies, whatever it is, put your full attention to it, and you will find an amazing calmness and yet an alertness that comes over you at the same time. So that's your card of the day. I'm going to go right to the callers. I'm going to area code 312. Hello, 312. Who's this?
Hi, Mona.
Hi. What's your first name?
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. What's your question?
Hi, Mona. Yesterday, I've been looking for a home, and I looked at a home. I put in an offer, and I wanted to know if this is the home that I am supposed to get.
Well, if they accept the offer, then the answer to that's yes. But let me see what the cards want to tell you. Okay, the cards are talking about you being guided to something better. So it's interesting because what it says here is that I'm going to answer a bigger question than just you getting a house, because what your cards are saying here is that you have this tendency, my mom used to call it borrowing trouble. You have a tendency to draw to you things that are stressful and sort of unhealthy for you. You have this tendency to draw that to you. And what happens is, and mostly it's caused by men around you that don't appreciate you.
Okay.
So here's the bigger lesson than asking me if you're going to get this house that you think you want. The bigger issue is stepping away from things, people, experiences that cause you pain. So if you know something's about to cause you pain, don't participate in it.
Okay.
So what it's saying here is that the better time for you to get the home you know, so I'm going to answer your question now. The better time for you to get the home is about 3 months from now.
Okay.
Instead of trying to fight all over yourself to get this one.
Okay.
And I want to tell you that if there are any, because I got this guy here, and I think you think this guy is your soulmate, and he's not.
Okay.
So what I want you to do is I want you to step back and see if he steps forward. If he doesn't step forward, he's not the guy.
Okay.
Stop doing so much for him, because all it's doing is hurting you.
Okay.
All right, my friend.
It's not
thanks
doing
for
anything
calling.
For any. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right. Got somebody here from the 857 area code. Hello, 857. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
My question is that I have finally moved. And
congratulations.
I'm now. Thank you. Thank you. But I feel like I'm holding on to a lot of fear and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
To this point of moving, I was in that energy of, oh my God, what am I going to do? I don't have a place to go. What can I afford? This and that. And I feel like I'm still actually holding on to that because I want to create, I actually want to eventually move from this space into something better. This is okay for now, but I want something better.
Right, and I'm
well.
The timing. Yeah, the timing on the moving from here is about 2 months from now. So, in
wow.
your mind, I want you to target September 1st.
Ooh, okay.
All right, just target that. It. I'm you know, looking for a better living situation. I'm looking for a more. Don't say it that way. Say it. The supportive living situation will present itself by September 1st.
Okay.
That's how I want you to frame it in your mind. The supportive living situation will be presenting itself by September 1st. The other thing I want to tell you is that when you get yourself in that little monkey mind thing that you got going,
mm-hmm.
all it does is make you vacillate or spin in one place. All right?
Yes.
So when I opened the program, I talked about, you know, being concentrating on one thing at a time to calm your mind down. So if that's making chocolate chip cookies, then do it and maybe take it to, maybe take it to a senior home if they'll let you bake cookies for them, you know. It's really weird. Somebody told me that that parents can't even make cupcakes or cookies for kids at school anymore, that you have to actually buy packaged crap and bring it because
it's wrapped.
Which is like, what? Where have we come to? What have we come to? But anyway, so...
Yeah.
So what I'm getting here is that concentrating on one thing at a time. And for you, if that one thing
at
a time can be something that benefits somebody else, so that you're not getting yourself all jacked up into kind of your own space,
yes,
the better. Now I'm going to give you an exercise to do.
Okay.
I want you to write, and this is going to be really fun. Because it's going to show you just how much you're carrying in your head. So at the top of a sheet of paper, I want you to write the word fear.
Okay?
And I want you to write down on that sheet of paper all of the things you're afraid of.
Okay.
All right? When you've exhausted the list and you can't think of anything else, then I want you to write, I release this fear for my new beginning. All right? Then you're going to sign your name, you're going to crumple it up, and you're going to safely burn it.
Okay.
All right? And then here's the second half of that exercise. You're going to take out another sheet. This is after you do the fear one and after it's burned. Then you're going to take out a sheet of paper, and at the top of that sheet of paper, you're going to write the word love. And you're going to write down all the things you love. Okay? And that you should be able to fill up all kinds of stuff on that sheet of paper, right?
Yeah.
At the bottom of that piece of paper, I want you to write, love attracts itself to me in many forms. Then I want you to sign your name, and I want you to put it someplace sacred. So that could either be your Bible. That could be if you have an altar, put that piece of paper at your altar. And, you know, I always like people to create a little space somewhere in their home where they just put little things that remind them of things that give them joy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that have a spiritual vibration to them. So, you know, you might put put a statue of Mary on this altar, or you might put Jesus candle that you get at the dollar store. It doesn't matter. But you create kind of a sacred place where you put little things, like pictures of people that you love. It's just kind of like, you know, if you find a crystal or you find a penny on the ground, you put it up there. You know, it's just a little place of magnetism, right? But the list is, the two lists are the most important thing, I'm telling you, Lisa. The first is you write about all the things you're afraid of, and then, again, what you write at the bottom of that is, I release this fear for my new beginning. You sign your name, you crumple it up, you burn it. The second sheet of paper, you write the word love at the top of the sheet of paper. You write down all of the things that you love. And then you actually write at the bottom of that sheet of paper, love attracts itself to me in many forms. Sign your name, fold it in half, put it someplace sacred. You know, tuck it into your Bible, put it on your altar, I don't know, your jewelry box, wherever is something, a place that's kind of special for you. Because what it's saying is that you are being drawn to the better living situation. You just need to let it happen. All right?
Yes. Amen.
All right, my friend.
Thanks
for calling.
Thank you, beautiful.
See you later.
All righty.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Shante.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Will you say that again?
Shante.
Oh, hi, Shante. What's your question?
Hi. I'm currently looking for work, so I was wondering if you can help me. That situation.
Okay. So one of the things that, and this is, I'm not even going to answer your question yet, but one of the things that I want you to do as an activity is something that is so out of the box and so interesting that when people ask you what you do for fun and you mention this thing, you suddenly get really amazing attention. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. So, Shante, I'm going to actually ask you this question. Shante, what do you do for fun?
Makeup.
Did you say wake up?
Makeup.
Oh, makeup. Oh. So, here's the cool thing. Let's take that to the next level. So, I've just asked you, Shante, what do you do for fun? And maybe your answer is I do makeup. And I have a really, really fun time actually making up little kids. So, and it would be fun if you did little before and after pictures on your phone of people that you've done makeup for. And then you show people, all right? But the out-of-the-box thing I was going to suggest was indoor rock climbing.
Okay.
And the reason I was going to suggest that is because it shows that you're looking to challenge yourself in a way that most women wouldn't challenge themselves, all right? But now I'm going to answer your question about the job. There's a man here that owns a business that's going to offer you a job. July is your big power month for that. And the way to get the job is I want you to look at local business owners around you that have a small business. So there may only be 7 to 10 employees at this company, but the man that owns it knows what he's doing. So I'm going to ask you to do a little homework here, and I want you to look around at small businesses not too far from where you live, say within five miles, 10 miles, but independent business owners, not a big chain company. All right, but somebody that has started business. It could be an air conditioning company. It could be a little restaurant. It could be a variety of different. It could be a printing company even. But what I'm getting is that you actually approach the owner of the company, and you introduce yourself and you say, my name's Shantae, I'm a really good worker, I'm really great with people, and I'd like to work with you. And the reason I'm asking you to do that is if you work for a person that's a self-made business person, and I'm getting a man here, if you can learn from him how to have your own business.
Oh.
Because you won't be happy unless you're running the show. You don't really want to work for somebody else. But there's a big gap that you need that's here, that you need to learn some things that you're not learning right now. You're not supposed to go work at a department store and just do stocking. You're supposed to work for and I'm seeing a very small company, 5 to 10 employees, run by a man that owns the company, that's got a very strong vision of how things are supposed to go, and you learn from him. And I see you working for this man for a couple of years until you save enough money that you can then do your own business. The cool thing about him is if you say, well, someday I want to have my own makeup company. By the way, did you get your cosmetology license too?
No, I just took a course and only makeup.
Okay. It would not be a bad idea for you to think about getting your cosmetology license. But the other thing that I thought of is that you may ultimately not you may not need it, because after you learn from this guy that you're going to work for, you may decide to open your own salon where you rent space to people, and then you get to go do your own thing and have somebody manage your salon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's saying that you have this big gap. You need to learn something, and I'm getting a two-year period where you need to learn how to be a business person. And what it's saying is if you align yourself with this man that seems to know what he's doing and use your charm, and when I say charm, I don't mean charms. Use your charm. Go in there and say, you know, I've looked at what you've done as a businessman here. I'd really like to learn from you. I'd love to work for your company. And then you learn how to be quite the businesswoman. That's the big thing here, is you learn how to be a businesswoman. All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
See you later. Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Hello,
hi,
201.
Mona.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Rose.
Hi, Rose. What's your question for me?
I have the same question. I'm looking for work. I just graduated from school recently, and I started looking for work, and I want to know what you see with regards to that.
What'd you get your degree in?
Psychology.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Okay, the very first card that's come up in your reading is the ability to dump the past. Okay? You have a card here that talks about there's a tendency for you to dwell on things that didn't work out so well for you in the past. And what I'm getting here is that it's a twofold thing. It's a double-edged sword. The first is that you have a tendency to dwell with crap that's happened in the past. Sometimes I see this card for people, and I actually make the statement that nobody can hold a grudge like you can. What's interesting here is that if you were somebody that helped people create a new beginning in some way and allowed them to let go of the past, that's going to be your big key to success. What's interesting here, and I'm going to throw this at you as I'm throwing you a curveball by what I'm about to tell you. Have you ever thought, with the fact that people like you when they meet you, Rose, have you ever thought about getting your real estate license?
No. Actually, I don't drive. You really need a car for that career, and I'm just, it's not for me.
Okay, because what I'm getting here is that there is a field that you go into that allows you to have a certain level of autonomy that is, your psychology background is going to help you with it, but it may not actually be in psychology. So it may be a nonprofit where you help people move forward. It may be there's something here that it starts by you connecting with people that owe you favors. So what I would do is connect with everybody and let them know you're ready to go to work. And when you start actually saying that, ask them if they know of anyone looking for anything. Because right now, I really don't care what you do. I just want you working.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you feel the same way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That once you're working, then you can really decide what the next thing is. But what it's saying is that you may fall into something that you initially are like, I'm not sure I want it. And then once you get involved in it, you find you really enjoy it. So it's funny, you get initially hired with the idea that it's going to be temporary, and then you find that you really like it. So here's the thing. Here's the big indication in your cards. Your big power month is August. So that's, 5 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now? Your big power month is August. So what I would do if I were you is I would write down the 5 things you're looking for in a job. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you happen to have an index card, this is what I usually like to have people write it on. Take out an index card. You write down the 5 things you're looking for in a job. And I would start with number 1 being the kind of environment you like to work in. And then number 2 being the salary you want to make. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then you write down 5 aspects of what you'd like to do, the hours you'd like to work, the days you'd like to have off, how many people you'd like to have around you. And the biggest thing that needs to happen is you need to dump whatever happened at your last job off your radar.
Okay.
Because what it's saying in your cards is that you're still holding on to some crap that happened at the last work situation that wasn't very positive. But if that crap hadn't happened, you wouldn't have gone forward and done what you did.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to look at it as though everything that has happened for you for a reason. But August is the big power month for the job.
What does that mean, Mona, that I'm going to be getting a job in August?
What it's saying is that you will probably be working by August.
An temp job.
It might be a temp job if you want to do a temp to hire situation. But what I was trying to express to you is that you may take this job as I'm not sure I want it, but I have to go to work. And then
that's what you meant, as temporary. Okay.
Right. You may go in there with the idea that you're only going to be there temporarily. And then what happens is you go, oh, crap, I kind of like it here. Oh, these people are kind of nice. Oh, this is nothing like I've ever worked at before. So, but what I would do is a huge internet search in your area of what you'd like to do and how your background could even remotely apply to the job. For example, a job you may not have thought of might be human resources.
Okay.
Where you actually go in and help people interview for a job or explain about their benefits or whatever it is, because you're very thorough. One of the things that I know about you for sure is that you do take care of the details.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So having somebody that's what I would say, is I am a loyal, detail-oriented employee with a degree in psychology.
Okay.
But the thing is that you need to go in with the idea that everybody is interested in hiring you, not the other way around.
Okay.
Okay, you are being guided to the right job. But I want you to look at anything at all where your degree in psychology and your background is going to help that company. And then when you introduce yourself, you're going to say, when you get to meet them in person and have an interview, you just say, I'm just so interested in your company because I really think this would be a great fit, a mutual great fit.
Okay.
All right, girl. Let me know what happens.
Thank you, Mona. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 727 area code. Hello, 727. Who's this?
This is Kate, Mona.
Hi, Kate. What's your question for me?
Oh, Mona, thank you. The entire show has touched me. So much of what you said has already resonated.
What a sweet thing to say, Kate. Is this your first time calling me?
It is.
Oh, well, fantastic. Welcome to the program. What's your question?
My question is also around relocation.
Okay. Let me see what the cards want to tell you. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, you know you're moving. Your cards are saying here that, one of the things that is amazing about you, Kate, is how disciplined you are. You're somebody that can cut right through the bull crap and get to the most important essence of what's going on very quickly. As a matter of fact, you do not do small talk well with people because your radar goes right into whatever the essence of what's going on with them. And the reason I'm saying that is I want you to do that for yourself. I want you to cut through the bull crap of what shoulda, woulda, coulda, might happen to what do you want. Because according to what I'm seeing here is that the perfect place for you to be is a place that allows your full potential to bloom, even if initially it seems like it's a financial reach. And I'm going to give you an example of what I'm talking about. One of the things that I have, which very few intuitives in Las Vegas have, I have my own private office in a professional office building. So when people come to see me in person, they're coming to a private business location. Okay? I mean, the thing about it is you don't walk into some, you know, psychic shop where incense is going on and you're hearing everybody else's readings and, you know, there's all this other vibration going on here. You know, that's not my office. My office is this cozy little professional place, right? It was a reach for me to do that office.
Right.
But it's the best thing that could have ever happened. Because I have people that find me all over the world because of this radio program. And they specifically come to Las Vegas to see me. And the cool thing about it is when they come and see me, they're not disappointed by where I do readings. Okay?
Right.
Now, the reason I'm giving you that example is because one of the things that you're holding yourself back with is the money thing. Go to the place that is most going to celebrate what your life is going to look like moving forward.
Mona, are you getting any descriptions or time frames?
Well, what I'm getting is that you have, it's saying that you can initiate this any time, but it's saying that you will totally be moved by October.
Okay.
So I would put it in the back of your mind that your target date is October. I'm going to move by October. That's what you keep saying yourself. I'm moving by October. October is my big power month. October is when I'm moving. And the thing is what I really love about this for you is that once you get there, it's this big cleansing breath of air that I get for you. There's this big sigh that, oh, my gosh, finally, I feel like I'm home.
Yeah.
So whatever place has that sense for you, that's the place to target. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Kate, thank you for calling.
Blessings. Thank you so much,
right.
Mona.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, you guys, I will be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461.
That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. You consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. The app gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now.
All right, you guys, I'm back. I'm going to go to area code 478. Hello, 478. Who's this?
Hey, Mona, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. What's your question?
What is coming up for me in love?
Let's see. All right. Okay, so this is a vibration that I'd like you to think about, because I see a guy here, but I don't necessarily like him. I actually see that you're trying to make more of an impression on him than he's trying to make on you. And what I'm getting here is it's absolutely time for you to have the what's in it for me attitude when it comes to men. Okay?
Yes.
Because here's the thing is I'm seeing that you've kissed a few frogs, my girl. You've kissed
yes.
a few frogs. And what I want you to do instead is I want you to make sure that the guy's a frog before you kiss him, so you don't have to.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Because what I'm getting is that if I were looking at this, I'm going, it's more about you changing your vibration to allowing the universe to bring you the right man instead of keeping – it feels like you keep looking for him, and the right guy's going to present himself and be so into you that you're going to know he's the right guy. But there's this guy here, and it may be even an image from the past that you're carrying around about what ideal looks like, and he's just not the right guy.
Okay.
And
well,
I am
seeing this guy named Rick right now. We're just dating.
Okay, so Rick's not an evil person, but I think
mm-hmm.
I think Rick may be dating more than you.
Okay.
So, and the thing is that's okay. He's not a bad person, but it's not about you reaching out to arrange things with the two of you. It's about you acting like he's always going to be a friend of yours. So you treat him like
mm-hmm.
a friend, and then you wait and see what he does to make it a more serious relationship. I don't think Rick's
okay.
the one. I actually think
okay.
there's another guy about to sort of come out of the at a stage left for you, and
mm-hmm.
you're going to know that other guy is a little bit more your match because he seems to really participate in the relationship. Whereas it's just, see, Rick's got the whole what's in it for him vibration down. He's got that
mm-hmm.
going. And I want you to play a little bit of that game too, what's in it for you. So it's about some of the things that you want to do, not just the things that he wants to do, or you pretending you want to do what he wants to do when you really don't want to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So one more thing. So the next time
okay.
you guys are going to the movies, just throw this out
mm-hmm.
there. By the way, I can't wait to see the new Terminator movie. I really want it because I've seen the trailers and stuff, and I know it's probably a retelling of the same story again, but I don't care. I'm looking forward to the new Terminator movie, and I'm going to see it probably within the couple of days after it opens next week or this week. But and if you like the Terminator movie and he suggests, let's go see the Terminator movie, then you go to the Terminator movie. But if he suggests a movie that you absolutely don't want to see, say, you know, that doesn't sound like fun to me. That doesn't sound like fun.
Okay.
I don't, you go and see that on your own, you know. And then if he asks you what movie you want to see, which is exactly what you want him to say, well, what movie would you like to see? Have one or two movies that are out there that you would like to see. And usually the safest bets for those are comedies. Because you don't want something
okay.
too squirrely and romantic,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? All right, my friend.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
All right, bye. Okay, I've got somebody here from the, hold on. Come on, computer. All right, got somebody here from the 623 area code. Hello, 623. Who's this?
Hello, this is Maria.
Hi, Maria. What's your question?
My question is, how do you see my moving?
Well, there's a lot of noise in the background. You have like a TV or another computer on because it's coming right through your phone.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Oh, that's much better. Okay, so you want me to ask about moving?
My moving,
Okay. Let's see. Okay, what it's saying here is that don't use a man for the decision of your move. There's a man here, and it almost feels like you're moving as either as an excuse to be closer to this man. But what I'm getting is that the biggest message I'm getting in your cards about the move, and you are going to move, is don't put the man in the equation about the move. Move because you want to move, not because either you're going to move in with him or you're going to do something to make things more convenient for this man. Who's this man?
I don't know anybody at this point. No.
Okay, then I'm... By the way, then this is a separate issue that you didn't ask about that's coming up in your cards. There's a man here that's going to initially be very interested in you, and he's going to come across first very charming, very flirty, very fun. Be careful of him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man here that's just, I want you to be careful of him. So if this is a man you're talking to, either that's a real estate guy or a owner of an apartment complex, and he comes across as charming and almost flirtatious, don't move into that apartment complex. Don't work with him, is what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, I'm getting a red flag about a man here for you. But what I'm getting is that I want you to be very selfish about where you want to move. So if you want to move to a place that's in a really great neighborhood, be selfish about that. Don't take what other people are telling you. Instead, make sure that you're moving to the place that's going to make you feel comfortable and secure, and that you can stay there for a while. Because I do see a move here for you, but it's saying that you need to be very, very selfish about what it is you want.
Okay.
So, and that's the big message. But the little red flag I'm getting for you is there's, watch out for this guy. There's this guy that you're going to find initially very charming. And if everything about you starts to perk up like, wow, he's really cool, he's really interesting, that's the red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, if things happen too fast, that where you're getting too interested too quickly, that's a red flag.
Okay, thank you.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 856 area code. Hello, 856. Who's this?
Hi, how are you? It's Rosemary
from good.
Jersey.
I'm sorry, say your first name again.
Rosemaria.
Oh, hey, Maria. What's your question?
Whatever you got, because I need something positive for work, the field I'm going in. Because I did a lot of changes and relaxing and... I learned my lessons and all that happy stuff. So I'm ready, like, when is it? You know what I mean? Like, when is it going to happen? I know that's, like,
back up. So you initially started talking about you needed something positive for work. Are you trying to tell me you're looking for a job or you already have a job and you want work to be more positive?
I'm looking for work.
Got it. Okay. Here's the thing. This is probably the best advice I'm going to give you. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You're being guided by the angels right now. You are being divinely guided, and you need to let it happen. Don't make it happen. There is a job offer coming to you, and it's actually coming to you pretty quickly. As soon as you decide that the job that's going to go into next, you've made the decision that you're going to be all in. That no matter what the job is, you're going to stay there for a year and a half. Okay? So I'm going to start with that vibration. that the job you're going to next is a job that you're going to commit to be there for a year and a half, right? And what I want you to do is I want you to take a job that teaches you something you don't know. So what job have you had before? What kind of work have you done before?
Like IT, like security part of it.
Okay. So if you were to learn the next level, what job would that look like?
Okay, you mean like imagining it, like vision
it. Yeah, what if you were to choose kind of the next level of your career that would take your background into consideration but would be something that would teach you what you don't know, what would be that job?
The higher up, like the top one, basically. Like,
okay,
like
but
distribute.
Tell me that, yeah, what are the duties of that?
Like, basically control, like, what's going out, what's coming in from the military end of it into the company and dish it back out. Like, it's hard to explain, like, to distribute it, the right programs, the right systems.
Okay. And are there, have you looked at companies that do that and have you applied?
Yes.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do that's different, is after you've applied online, because everybody wants you to apply online, right?
Right.
After you apply online, wait 2 days, then show up at the place with 3 dozen donuts. And you walk in and you say, my name's Maria. I applied for a position online, and I wanted to bring you guys some donuts and introduce myself. So if you apply, I want you to reapply at a bunch of places today so that they it's in the system as of Monday. Then you wait till Wednesday morning, and the first thing Wednesday morning, you haul your butt into your car, you go buy 9 dozen things of donuts, and you go to 3 places and drop off donuts that you've applied for.
Gotcha.
That's the first thing. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to look at any temporary staffing companies that are in your city, and I want you to apply at 3 temporary staffing companies. The reason I want you to do this is that a lot of companies that are in your field do more of attempt to hire kind of mojo than just hiring people directly. So I want you to look at 3 temporary staffing locations that are looking for what you specialize in. You apply with them and you bring them donuts on Thursday morning. And you walk in and you say, hey, you know, I noticed this job. I've applied for it with you guys, but I thought I'd bring you donuts. Now, the earlier in the morning you can bring the donuts, the better.
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, what's going to happen is that people, even if they say they don't eat donuts, love donuts. You can't
right.
screw it up if you bring them donuts. I'm serious.
Right.
Okay.
That's right.
But if you walk in, because I know that when you're feeling good about yourself, you're really fun to work with. You've got a great sense of humor. You pay attention to the job. So you take the work seriously, but you don't. You take the work seriously, but not everything else. You see what I mean?
Gotcha.
And I want other people to see that. And so, and when you go in, I want you to be dressed for an interview.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay.
Cool.
And what's going to be so interesting about that is that you can't screw it up if you're spreading goodwill in your effort to find a job. And the brighter the colors you wear, the more memorable you are.
Cool.
All right. And then whatever job fairs are going on, oh, man, you really want to stand out? You go to a job fair look at which companies are going to be there and say that there are 3 companies you want to actually meet. So you go there, you're dressed up, you have 3 dozen donuts. You give a dozen donuts to the people that are working the booth at the job fair. And you tape your resume to the outside of the donut box.
Got it.
Okay.
Cool.
So this is where you act as though anyone that, once they meet you, they're going to hire you. That's actually how you need to look at this. Because I actually see that there's a job coming to you very quickly as soon as you sort of take it to the next level.
Got it, yeah.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Cool. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. See you later. Bye. Bye. All right. Got somebody here from the, fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
George.
George, where have you been? I haven't heard from you in months. Did you move?
I had a couple places lined up, but they won't, because the office where I stay at keeps telling them that I'd be skipping if I leave before August. So they kept telling me, come back, your credit's good, but we can't take you because you might skip on us. But I'm planning on moving in August when my lease is up. I want to know, follow me to scratch my car. This Robert and Brandy.
No, because you're going to, you're not going to tell them where you're moving.
No, but they're tracking me through the Jeep manufacturer's GPS that they put in the car. I think they wrote down my VIN number, and they're tracking me through their GPS. That's how they're finding my car. And this woman went in the office and told the rental office that I threatened her, and I haven't spoke to her this year. And I'm wondering, is she going to somewhere along the line go to the police and say I hit her, and I haven't even spoke to her this year?
Okay, so what I'm seeing here for you, George, is a brand new beginning. So I don't see that happening.
Okay.
I see a brand new beginning for you. And the thing is that this woman and her buddy, we already know, is totally whacked. We know that, right? What I'm seeing here is that when you move to a whole nother place that's in a whole nother neighborhood, too much of a pain in the butt for them to try and do anything to hurt you. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to become very inconvenient to irritate. So that, to me, says that when you move, you actually get to have your new beginning. I want to say something bigger than just your move, though. It's time for you to find some spiritual base. Because here's the thing is that what I'm seeing here for you is that this is a new beginning on a bigger level than just you finding a new place to live. I'm actually getting that it's time for you to find your spiritual foundation, where you really are trusting that the world's working for you and not against you.
Okay,
so that may mean it's time to go back to church.
Okay.
And that in the new neighborhood, when you move, you find a church that's around you, maybe a non-denominational Christian church. You find a church and you say, you know, I really, really want to be connected again. Because when you go into that vibration, it seems as though God puts you in the right kind of light.
But all right? You don't see her going to the police and saying I hit her or something like that. But she went off and say I threatened her. I haven't even spoke to her.
Okay, but see, she's got no proof. She's got no proof.
Right.
And now all you have to do is say, she's got no proof. I haven't talked to her in months.
I haven't talked to her this year.
But that's what I'm saying. But what you say is, but you need to be casual about it, because you haven't done anything to hurt her. Her and her buddy is the one that's been scratching your car.
Right.
Okay, so all you did...
Wait,
George. Stop borrowing trouble.
Okay.
My mom used to say that. Don't borrow trouble. Be right here in the moment. You get to, in a matter of a month, you get to leave the past behind. You get to leave that place in a month.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and that's all you need to concentrate on. You get to leave that place in a month.
Okay.
And if she's stupid enough to complain about you, just say, you know, I'm the one that should be filing a restraining order against her, because her and her friend have been scratching my car. And the whole reason I'm moving is because the landlord at my place won't do anything about it. And she's got no proof, because I haven't talked to her in almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
But stop borrowing trouble. Stop envisioning things that could happen that are negative, because all you're doing is drawing it to you.
Okay.
You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, my friend. Thanks for calling. See you later. Okay, bye. All right, so I've got somebody here. Hi there, it's Mona. Who's this? Hi there, who's this?
Can you hear me?
Well, see, you have your number blocked, so I can't call out your area code. So who's this on the air with me right now?
Stacy.
Hi, Stacy. What's your question?
Just want to see if you have any dating or anything coming up.
Okay. So somehow your voice is coming up very muddled. I can't hear your question. It's almost as if you have your phone tucked under your chin, and I can't hear you at all.
Yes.
So could you be a little bit better at enunciating your question?
Oh, can you hear me now?
Much better. What's your question?
You see anything coming up for dating?
For dating?
Yeah.
Okay, so romance is what you're asking about.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's this guy that I don't like that's coming up in your cards. That he's there's a very strong sexual attraction to this guy, but that's all it is. And so what I'm seeing here is that you need to realize that this man is a more of a plaything instead of a serious relationship. And that what it's saying is that there's more of a concentration on you being very picky about what you want in a love relationship, not trying to change yourself to be what you think this guy wants. But what I'm seeing is that there's a man around you that is flirting with you, which you may or may not have met yet, but there's a man here in your cards that is a big flirt. There's a very strong sexual attraction, but you're not the only woman.
You know what
and
it
that's
looks
the,
like?
Well, this is saying he's got brown hair and blue-green eyes, and he's very cute. So I can see why you'd like really want to jump him. But what I'm seeing is that this is not the guy. What I'm actually seeing is that 2016 is your year for romance, not this year.
Oh, okay.
So anyone that kind of comes up right now, I'd like you to treat like a plaything, but don't make any big impressions on them. Because I see more of a concentration on you establishing your career, getting better at work, and that through that you meet the right guy. That's
right.
What I'm seeing. Okay, I've got somebody here from the 919 area code. Let me get you on there.
Hi, that's me.
Hey, hi, 919. I'm sorry, what's your first name?
Hi, Genevieve.
Genevieve. Can you turn your computer down?
Yeah, I think it's down. Is it being funny?
Okay, because I'm getting an echo, that's why.
I just got a speakerphone. Does it sound okay now?
Oh, maybe that'll help. Well,
yeah,
I'm still hearing myself repeat. Okay, what's your question?
Can you hear me better now?
Oh, that's way better.
Okay.
But I'm still getting an echo. But what's your question?
Okay. I've been trying to think about how to phrase it. Part of it is kind of a question of I've been between two places, my hometown, North Carolina, and then living in Nicaragua. And I'm just kind of curious if you feel like I should stay here in North Carolina, stay in the United States, or if I should go back to Nicaragua. And there's a man in Nicaragua, so.
Don't make the move about a man.
Yeah.
Okay.
It isn't necessarily about a man.
What I'm getting in your reading here is that there's something about the next 6 weeks that allows you to make this decision. It boils down to you making sure you're not taking on burdens that aren't yours and being incredibly honest about what you need, Genevieve. This is not about you catering to other people. This is not about you changing your life to be what you think other people want you to be. What it's saying here is that this is a total commitment to how you want your life to go. So these are big cards. So if money was not an issue, what does an average day in your life look like?
Relaxing, teaching. I'm considering just kind of going and traveling and teaching and volunteering and something related to that. Do you see anything related to that?
So if I could create probably your ideal career, it would have something to do with you maybe being a traveling reviewer.
Okay.
Where you reviewed restaurants or hotels or experiences in some way.
Mm-hmm.
But it would be just from your perspective on whatever it is you do. There's a guy here in Vegas that's an attorney,
mm-hmm.
but he's more famous for being a food snob.
Right.
And all he does is review restaurants. And he's got very, very eclectic taste. Like he likes foie gras. I can't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? There's just something about the texture that sort of grosses me out. But
right.
But he loves it. So he did this whole thing about the best foie gras in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you could maybe pick certain things that are of interest to you and you
mm-hmm.
do a survey on just that subject.
Right.
For example, let's say you're looking for the best pizza in wherever you live.
Yeah.
All right. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Do you see anything about the man in Nicaragua? Is there anything there?
Only way I see that working is if he comes here.
Okay.
Really don't want you falling all over yourself to make it happen for him.
Right.
I want it to be the other way around.
Right.
All right, girl. Gotta go. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona is famous in Las Vegas as Mystic Mona. Since 2002, she holds the Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas. Mona is the author of the book Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss, and her services have been engaged at the finest Las Vegas casino resorts. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Personal sessions are also available by appointment. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow the Mystic Mona on Twitter. Psychic View has been brought to you for your entertainment and consideration. Tune in each Sunday afternoon at 4:30 p.m. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your afternoon with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.